As cities across the U.S. consider reparations programs for Black Americans, there's a grassroots wealth redistribution effort growing in Portland, Oregon. Some white homeowners are selling their homes at a financial loss to themselves to Black and Indigenous residents. Tiffany Kamhai from Oregon Public Broadcasting has more.
Randall Wyatt is Black. Annie Moss is white. They first met in 2020 through an email.
She titled the email, "Transfer My Home to Black Ownership."
Moss, who inherited generational wealth, wrote that they wanted to redistribute some of their housing equity to a Black family.
I was saying, I do not want to profit maximize. Like, I want it to be affordable.
Wyatt was emerging as a Black community organizer in Portland, and Moss thought maybe he would know of a family that could benefit.
I think actually the first time I reached out, I didn't hear back.
That's because Wyatt thought it was too good to be true. But Moss eventually followed up.
I was like, wow, she's actually really serious about this. So I said, well, I was renting at the time, you know, so I reached out and I was like, I am 100% interested in this, in this transaction.
The deal went through. In December 2020, Moss sold their home to Wyatt for what was left on the mortgage, $230,000. At the time, Zillow listed the fair market value of the home at more than $644,000. That means Wyatt walked away with more than $400,000 in home equity. Lily Copenhagel is an organizer with the all-volunteer PDX Housing Solidarity Project. The group was born out of the home sale between Wyatt and Moss.
This is a redistribution of the wealth that should have been accumulating for these families from the beginning.
Its goals are to educate people about racial disparities in home ownership by encouraging people to redistribute their wealth. There are complications, though. PDX Housing Solidarity specifically helps white home sellers sell only to Black and Indigenous people. But the Federal Fair Housing Act protects people against discrimination when buying a house. There is a workaround, says Willamette University law professor Paul Diller, if a property is not advertised and realtors are not used.
If I want to sell my property to my brother, I don't have to list it. I can just make a deal with him. And that obviously had the effect of excluding anybody who wasn't my brother's race or religion.
It's also easier to do this kind of transaction in Portland because it doesn't have property tax and real estate transfer tax complications that might prove difficult elsewhere.
So we're walking into the backyard?
Into the backyard, yeah. It's going to be getting some work done.
The median home price in Randall Wyatt's neighborhood is now $750,000, according to real estate company Redfin. He's not planning on selling anytime soon. He wants to hold on to the home for his twin teenage sons. PDX Housing Solidarity launched last year and has so far helped seven families buy homes in Portland. Sometimes the group connects people who will sell below market prices. Other times it facilitates cash gifts for down payments.
One thing our country has not done for white people who actually know the history and actually want to do something to change the future is provide a clear path of reconciliation.
And he says this is just one way for white people who support reparations to take action now, while a systemic approach to reparations continues at a much slower pace. For NPR News, I'm Tiffany Kamhai in Portland, Oregon.